Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sean's another surprise. Duke big man, Kaman Malawach, going to Phoenix at 10. But then they traded for Mark Williams, another center, just a little bit later. Take us inside this approach to draft multiple centers here, to acquire multiple centers, rather.
So all of this has to do with even tonight at pick number 31, the Minnesota Timberwolves essentially had an auction for that pick. And so the Suns have now jumped in to get that 31 overall pick for the number 36 pick, as well as two future second-round picks. And so why did the Suns move up tonight to number 31? Because I'm told the Celtics were going to take Rashear Fleming from St. Joseph's.
Rashear Fleming, good basketball player, not a top American. No. Celtics were considering selecting him at 32. He went instead at 31, trade up the board for Rashear Fleming out of St. Joe's, and the Celtics immediately traded out for four second-round picks.
They say, speaking of Americans, the Celtics were opposed to that in the draft. They said,
yeah,
no thanks.
True.
They were not, thank you very much,
very patriotic.
No,
one week out of the 4th of July, that's true. We'll get to the Celtics, their big moves. What exactly went down last night? I'm confused. If you like Rashear Fleming so much, maybe take him at 28. That would be my advice to the Celtics.
I guess they like Hugo.
I guess they like Hugo and his
Hugo Gonzalez.
3.5 points per game. Riding pine behind Gershon Yabusele.
Got to start somewhere.
At Real Madrid.
Yep, and Dennis Smith Jr. Right?
I can't tell you how many people sent me messages like, oh, you know, he was top five on John Giovanni's list in like June of 2024. I'm like, what do I care about that?
Yeah, then a whole season played out and got drafted 28th.
Then he went 28th in the draft. If he's a top five guy, he would have gone in, I don't know, maybe the top five.
Yeah, yeah.
I also got messages about, don't you understand that basketball in Spain is higher level than college hoops? I'm like, well, the 27 teams that went before him disagree.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the blowback.
No, I know there's a lot of projection, and I'm aware that there's a lot of young guys that play in Europe that don't put up big stats and then eventually do put up big stats. But it is still alarming when you see guys with very little production, and then you're like, it just also goes to show like how far away it's going to be. Like, we were talking about what we think, whether the starting lineup or even the rotation for the Celtics might look like next year.
Right, you need guys to contribute right now.
Yes. I don't think you're going to take a guy who scored less than 4 points a game for Real Madrid, and he's going to come in and light it up for the Celtics, or even, forget light it up, just be a contributor.
He might be a good player. That's not really my criticism. I'm just saying, if they liked Rashear Fleming so much, maybe take him at 28. They traded out for four picks immediately. They were like I took the night off when I saw they traded the pick. I'm like, I'm not sticking around for pick 46 or whatever it was. They took a big out of Kentucky. They took a shooter out of VCU. They have more future second-round picks. That's what they did last night. It's just they sounded all hot and bothered for this player from St. Joe's. So, I don't know. Maybe take him at 28 instead of the project from Spain. But what do I know? Our full top five Friday graphic is up at Jones and Keefe. And Terp, if you're listening, he's not here today. Terp is working from home, or at least he's working, unlike Wiggy.
Yeah, what happened there?
I actually don't know.
I don't really understand. I heard them talking about it, but I don't even really know.
Yeah, I was more confused than anything. But
is Shime going to get on that greasy pole or no?
I did.
There's been a lot of discussion about that.
I don't
that
have
as
an
well.
Answer to that okay. either. I think Shime bit off more than he could chew with that. I'm guessing, knowing Shime, similar to the match, he probably talked a big game, didn't think it would actually happen. Oh, yeah, Greg, I could beat you in golf. Didn't think it would actually happen. Came back to bite him. I'm guessing this greasy pole thing is exactly the same.
And he's like, this isn't going to happen. I don't have to worry about it. And now people are like, well, we're going to get this to
happen.
Greg
said this morning there was a guy who couldn't do it, who was offering Shime his spot, and the guy had like broken ribs on the greasy pole. I'm like, what? Shime,
I don't love that.
Shime, don't. What are you doing?
No, I don't love that.
Tap out. Quit. No. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But is he doing it? The real answer is I don't know. But the graphic is up at Jones and Keefe. Top five Friday, all-time Americans. And it really couldn't be a more perfect graphic.
No, I mean, well done, Terp.
Terp, an absolute grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jones and Keefe and check that out. I have one omission that I'm really upset that I didn't think of. It's Jack Bauer on the text line.
Yeah, see, I wasn't a 24 guy. But
if you
that
were,
makes
though,
sense.
You'd be like, well, you'd be kicking yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'm kicking myself. Uh-huh. I don't know who I'd take out, though.
That's the problem. You got a really strong list.
Taft.
Randy Quaid. Maybe Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, maybe Kim Kardashian.
All right.
That's fine. Who else? We got a lot of Chuck Norris, Michael Phelps, Hulk Hogan. Yeah, I thought you were going to have... Oh, Hulk Hogan and Rocky were two that I kind of thought you might have.
Hulk Hogan makes a lot of sense. It's been sort of a downward dip for him. Where Kurt Angle. I decided to only have one wrestler on my list. And so I took the guy that actually also wrestled in the Olympics.
Got it. Yeah, tiebreaker there.
Yeah.
Nice. While we're on the topic, and then we'll get to the Celtics, Mark in Medford has some top Americans. Hello, Mark.
I actually have three if I'm allowed.
Okay. Wow. Well, it is a top five, so you're definitely allowed three. If you can come up with two more on the fly, go for it.
The whole 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Well, that's way more than five. That's now a top 20.
Number two, the original Superman from the movie, Christopher Reeves.
Sure.
He's from Krypton.
And number three is not a human, Secretariat.
Superman also not a human.
I mean, Secretariat. I guess I'll give you.
So Mark has
born in the States.
Mark has 20 hockey players, one alien, and one horse.
Can you take it seriously, please,
America?
Yeah. Seriously, it's not a joking matter. This list.
Superman grew up in Kansas, but like for sure, a Kryptonian.
Yeah. Grow up, Mark.
We're not doing that.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, Secretariat.
This is not a list for mocking. These are the top five. All time, I like how Terp added. I think he took liberty with this by saying all time Americans, but I think it really works.
It is.
These are the top five all time Americans, living, dead, maybe a little bit of both. This is what it is.
I did consider Lex Luger as well.
You did
the wrestler, yeah. As somebody points out on, they just tweeted at us too. He was, I think, the first guy to slam Yokozuna. Boom joke. No joke, because Yokozuna is just wreaking havoc on
July 4th on a U.S. aircraft carrier.
Yeah, and that is,
wow, my God.
That's a win for America.
That's the
right
most
there.
American thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
You want to send wearing the stars and stripes while he's doing it.
You want to send a message to the world.
On his keister.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know.
He just couldn't really be the face of the whole situation, but that was a really good moment in time.
Yeah, forget about Bunker
Busters.
Couldn't
put the strap on him, though.
Forget about Bunker Busters. You slam Yokozuna on an American aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
In the Stars and Stripes?
Yes.
That's how you rule peacefully through force. That's how you do that.
Yeah, where are the USS Intrepid?
Rock, flag, and eagle!
Indeed. Couldn't have said it better myself, Charlie Kelly. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your submissions in honor of the 4th of July. We're not going to be on the 4th of July.
No.
Red Sox will be.
We're going to be celebrating this great country of ours, though.
We'll be doing that in many different ways. Yep. That's true. So we wanted to get in front of this before next Top 5 Friday. We have a Friday 4-pack on the way, about 20 minutes from now. 4-pack of questions for you. We also have some emerging beefs, plural.
Yeah, how about this?
It is Perk v. Bill Simmons and Jordan v. Linda. That's more of a continuing beef.
Got it. So you could say basketball and football adjacent.
Adjacent
beefs.
Yeah, right around them. So we'll get to those coming up. Let's get to the actual basketball team, though, Keith. I was talking about this before.
Yeah.
Last night was just perplexing to me. I'm not even saying it's a bad move to trade out of 32 and get a bunch of future second-round picks. I don't really think it matters. But last night was weird. The guy they wanted goes at 31, Rashear Fleming, who I don't pretend to know at all.
No.
From St. Joe's. I don't watch a lot of St. Joe's.
No.
But apparently they want him. They were all horny for Rashear Fleming. They could have had him at 28. They didn't take him. They took the project from Spain. They trade out. They take a bunch of second-round picks. I would just say last night to me was confusing, perplexing. That's how I would describe that.
Yeah, I agree. First of all, just as an aside, I don't love the fact that it's on two nights. I would rather just put the whole draft together, but whatever. Here we are. It's a two-night affair. And so early on, you're like, here we go. The Celtics have an early second-round pick. And so if you didn't think you knew a lot of the guys from the first round, guess what? You probably know even less guys in the second round.
I didn't know, man.
No, so you go through the prospect. And obviously, I was skimming through, like, best available, and we were talking about two of the...
Kalkbrenner. Kalkbrenner went right after him.
Kalkbrenner did.
Jani Broome went right after him.
Yeah, Broome, another one. Yep. The big guy from Stanford, going into it, we were looking at and saying, all right, they could get one of these guys. They could walk away with a center. And then right off the rip...
Kalkbrenner from Creighton.
Good thing we don't have to hear Terp say that.
Yeah,
anymore.
He went 34.
We'd lose our SEC license.
But it was funny, though, just knowing that the Celtics were picking at 32, and right off the rip, there's a trade up to 31. You're like, oh, they must have sniffed out that they wanted this guy. And so they went and got him, and then the Celtics kind of trade down from there. But, yeah, I don't really look at this draft class. Because of where they were picking as one that we're really going to see much of. I mean, look at the last few years. It's been like Baylor Shireman and Jordan Walsh and J.D. Davidson and guys sort of like that picked in those spots that I'm not ruling them out long term. I mean, you'd be crazy to do that. But for the 2025-2026 Jason Tatum-less Boston Celtics, you didn't really do anything last night to help you.
No. Now, Mike Zarin, who is like the chief analytics guy with the Celtics. I can get you his exact title in a moment. He might be an assistant GM. I don't know what his exact title is.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But big analytics guy. Spoke after the second round last night. This is similar to the Patriots, you know, Belichick, Vrabel, whatever. They'll talk night one, and then you get all the way down to the Matt Groves of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spoke last night after the draft. He was asked about the idea of the Celtics making a big move. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and, well, he kind of scoffed at it.
Those two guys are really, really great NBA players, and there hasn't been anything close to serious about trading them. And so I'm not sure where all this reporting came from, but those are guys are key parts of our team, and we're lucky to have them here.
Okay.
Yeah, I choose to believe that too. Like I think especially because they were able to move on from the contracts of Porzingis and Holiday as quickly as they did, and they still have, if they want, Hauser's contract to get out of. You and I both want them to keep Simons, but Simons is way more likely to get traded than either White or Brown.
Right.
Because I just feel like you do have a season to play. I'm not of the tank, right? Like Wiggy wants them to tank the whole season. I'm not of that mindset. Plus, when Tatum returns, this is what you're always going to be thinking about. When Tatum returns, do you want him playing with Jaylen Brown and Derek White? Or do you want him playing with a whole new cast? And if your answer is the whole new cast, like you better tell me who they are. Like it better be guys that can team up with Tatum right away and be really good. And I'm just not sure you can do better than Brown and White right now.
Me neither. So, look, they could still move Hauser. They could still flip Simons. I would be fine with the first. I would be against the second. I don't think Jaylen Brown and Derek White are going anywhere. He, by the way, he said nothing became close to getting done, like anything we were going to entertain or however he worded it. But he definitely didn't shoot down the idea that teams are calling about those guys.
100%.
Like there was no shooting. At, like he's like, oh, yeah. We would never even take a call. He's like, no, we took calls. Nothing got close, but we took calls. And he pretty much confirmed
it. The Porzingis trade was a three-team deal, right? So you're automatically talking to two teams right there. Holiday got traded to another team. So those are three teams right there that you know that Brad Stevens had to talk to. You don't think any of those three teams were like, what would it take for Brown? What would it take for White? And then maybe they discuss that and they realize, it doesn't really work out. But like, can I interest you in a Porzingis? And they're like, sure. And then that's what it ends up being.
617-779-7937. Texts continue to roll in for top five Americans. Do we mention Al Bundy? We mentioned
good one.
A lot of people like Al Bundy.
Al Bundy makes sense. Great
mention
American.
Al Bundy.
Four touchdowns, one game.
Yeah, I mean, pop him into like a similar boat with Tim the Toolman Taylor. I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
We were talking about Rocky briefly. Rocky did single-handedly change communist USSR with his boxing match.
Strongly considered Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a tough omission.
He was very much up there.
I think most people might maybe furrow their brow at this one. I think this is a great one. How about Colonel Nathan R. Jessup? He was trying to save America. Really?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise weakened America that day is really what he did.
He was a little aggressive, though, on the stand.
Well.
A little too aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, the things
to get his point across,
things you want to do to Tom Cruise's skull, we definitely can't say on these airwaves.
No,
but I actually think that's a great one. Nathan R. Jessup was an American through and through.
Ooh, good one on the Twitch chat. Rambo.
That's a good one.
Rambo should have been on there.
Yeah.
Super American.
Maybe the most.
Yeah.
And we also got this. Russell from Independence Day is an outstanding choice, Jones. You were actually half right.
Oh.
In the original ending, he did fly his crop duster.
That's what you were thinking
of. In the spaceship. Yeah, I was thinking of the original. Yeah, I wasn't thinking. I'm not like all of you who went to see it in theaters and watched it on TV. I saw the original director's cut.
That makes sense.
And it was a crop duster.
It was on set.
Yeah, I was there.
With his guy, Randy Quaid, who he has as the second best American.
I'm still laughing at just number two, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. What's Randy Quaid up to now, Jones?
You were telling me, where is he? Is he on the lam in Canada?
I think he was trying to get on the lam into Canada. I don't know if he actually made it.
He loves America so much, he's in Canada.
He now looks like the hermit from Yogi Bear's First Christmas, the guy that used to live in the cave up there. He looks a lot like that guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood we can get on Randy Quaid's radar with this graphic today? You think
it depends. He might be way off the grid now. It might be impossible.
He's
if he were on there, he strikes me as the guy that would be searching his name out.
So, all right, good. Let's try to get that on his radar. In the meantime, you want to take more of these calls?
I do.
I like where these are going.
I do.
Dave's in the car. Your top Americans, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great show. How you, one you guys are forgetting, I can't believe it, is Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Bruce Willis.
This is
he
another
saved
one.
The world.
Kathleen Jones also nominated that to me. I shot that one down. Yeah.
So that's almost, I give you credit, obviously, for saving the world. Super important. But that's like a world thing, too. That's like that's a great person. Well, but specific to being an American.
This is why Randy Quaid is so brilliant.
Yeah.
Is because it was on the 4th of July, Keith.
I mean, it's
America's birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what day did Bruce Willis do it? Do you even know?
I don't.
Yeah,
off the top of my head, I don't. But like Captain America would do, he would represent America. He would defend the land here in the United States. He would also go to outer space if need be. He was kind of everywhere.
No, it's fair. That's a good point. Yeah.
Apparently, you can find Randy Quaid at the Mississippi Comic Con.
Oh, hell yeah.
For all 3 days, you can get an autograph for $100, selfies are $80, and a professional photo op, $125.
Like a cameo.
Professional photo is an extra $40 than just the regular photo?
You can also buy an autograph and selfie combo for $140.
Give me a cameo rate on Randy Quaid, could you?
Yes.
Get to the bottom of that. In the meantime, this is Be Me?
Be Me.
Beamy in Pawtucket. Hello, Beamy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
All right. Got a top five here, man. It's being overlooked, man. This guy single-handedly stopped an alien invasion. Roddy Piper, man, and they lived, man. If it wasn't for him, we'd be invaded by aliens right now that we could only see through sunglasses.
This is a great point.
Here's the one issue I would have with that.
I've never seen that film, but I am aware of it, but I've never seen
this
it.
This is where we get into the issue of the character versus the person. So, Roddy Piper.
Canadian.
Mm. Yeah. Can't be on my list. Can't be on my list.
What's his name in the? Well, soon it could be though. If you give it like 6 months, it could be.
That's true. Once it becomes America North, then
it's in. But what was the character's name in that film? That's the I'm All Out of Bubblegum, right? That's that film. They Live.
Yeah, he was John Nada,
and he was American in that.
Yeah, I guess.
So I think if you went with John Nada, you're good. But if you go with Roddy Piper, that's tough.
Yeah, he was a homeless man in L.A., so yeah, that would be...
No America. Randy Quaid on Cameo.
Damn it.
Not on there.
That's a loss.
It feels like he would be on Cameo. Mm. Maybe he's got those residuals. He's doing all right. He's in a lot of films.
He doesn't need Cameo.
He's in Independence Day.
He's the second greatest American living or dead. He doesn't
need Cameo. National Lampoon's
Vacation. That Kingpin money.
Yeah.
And Kingpin money, right.
What a stupid suggestion by me.
Good point.
Andy's in Framingham. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'd have to go with Kiefer Sutherland. Saved a number of American presidents.
Yeah,
and
Jack Bauer. Great one.
Good
point. Jack Bauer is a real oversight on my. You never saw 24. I get how you missed it.
But I'm very well aware of it.
That's a real significant miss on my end. Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Another submission that we've gotten, and I would have to agree.
Is it the top text? Because this is a good one. Go ahead.
Chuck Norris.
Oh, I mentioned that briefly.
You did? Sorry.
We got a flood of those.
Yeah.
What about MacGruber?
Oh, damn.
I got another one for
you.
Yeah, MacGruber.
MacGruber's a good one. Oh, that's on you, Keith.
Now I'm the most mad now. Yeah. I didn't think of MacGruber.
I was pretty mad about Jack Bauer. Oh. You're very mad about MacGruber.
Man.
What do you got over there?
Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell's good. The King of Kong.
He's wore an American flag tie.
Why was I thinking of the pitch man? Who's the perfect,
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here. Still, yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
look,
Chuck Norris.
Greatest American living or dead.
Okay, gotcha.
You saying Chuck Norris reminded me of Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Could be Ted Johnson.
If WEAI was voting, it would just be five Ted Johnsons. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, MacGruber's a good one.
Damn it.
I'm real mad.
All right, well, look.
This should have been a top 10. This is our mistake. It should have been a top 10
Tuesday. We limited ourselves by doing it on a top 5 Friday. We definitely should have done it on a top 10 Tuesday. We couldn't have fit on a Mount Rushmore Monday. I mean, there's no chance we could have done 4 of these.
No, God, no.
No, way too cramped.
Please.
God forbid we had to tier them.
Yeah. Oh. Damn it.
Billy.
No. We should have tiered Americans.
We should have tiered Americans.
Man, that was
the
what we
best and
done.
The worst Americans.
I mean, we still can.
I guess we can.
That's true. That's Tuesday. True. Tuesday, you're up. 617-779-7937. We have some, as Keith put it, a basketball tangent and a football tangent beef.
Yeah.
Linda Holiday v. Jordan and Perk v. Bill Simmons. We'll get to that. But we also have a Friday four-pack of questions for you every Friday here on Jones and Keith.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe, Friday four-pack every Friday at 11:30. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. A lot of suggestions for top Americans on the phones, text line, Twitch,
I do
Twitter.
Have some regrets, but overall, I do like my list.
Your biggest regret was, again?
Probably going with Joey Chestnut, considering you also had Joey Chestnut, so he was represented. And then I would
replace it with
MacGruber.
MacGruber, that's a miss for
MacGruber's
you.
MacGruber's very American.
Yeah, Jack Bauer would be mine.
Good
and,
one.
You know,
who would you bump out of there? Taft?
Yeah, you're probably going to drop Taft out of there. Yeah.
People are also hot about the Thomas Edison submission.
Apparently he really stole all his ideas.
Thief.
But really.
Also kind of an American thing.
Nothing really more American than that.
True.
Other than being so fat you got stuck in a bathtub.
Stealing land, right. Stealing
thief,
ideas.
And then gluttony.
Yeah.
These are our guys.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, maybe.
Maybe it's the perfect list.
Maybe we made perfect list. I think we kind of did.
Fair.
What do we have in the four pack today, Billy?
All right, number one, what is your all-time favorite NBA draft?
What if? There we go.
Draft, what if?
Draft.
What if?
The draft.
Yeah.
So there's obviously, you go in any different direction with this, the famous what if the Blazers just simply draft Michael Jordan at two instead of Sam Bowie. So there's a million you can go with. The one that I think about from time, maybe once a month, on draft day, the Hornets drafted Kobe Bryant and traded him to the Lakers for Vlade Divac.
Oh, that's a good one.
What if Kobe Bryant played with the Charlotte Hornets and he never teamed up with Shaq? So does Shaq not win all those titles with the Lakers in the early 2000s? Does Kobe become like a top 10, 15 player of all time? And if so, what does that even look like with the Charlotte Hornets? So again, there's so many to choose from, but that's one that was a draft day trade that if that just simply didn't happen, what would the NBA have looked like for the next 20 years?
Tell me if this is cheating, and I have a backup if so.
Okay.
But what if the ping pong balls worked out for the Celtics and they got Tim Duncan?
Like, no, that counts. That's a draft. Okay, whatever.
Well,
sure.
It's not draft day, so I didn't know if that was cheating or not. I imagine Duncan still becomes the same player all time. You know, top. We've already done a bunch of ranking, but
an
all time great player. Does he reach his potential? What do the Celtics look like? What does that mean for like Garnett, Pierce, all the spinoff stuff? You know, what does it mean for Patino?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it'd be a very, very interesting one. I think a lot of Celtics fans would go with Len Bias, right? I'd imagine that's what a lot of Celtics fans would go with. And that was back in our face with Celtic City from Bill Simmons, who we'll talk about coming up.
Is it right in the middle, right in the thick of something?
About 15 minutes from now. But I think I still think about that. If the ping pong balls worked out, what would it look like with Duncan here in Boston? What would it mean for Patino, Pierce, future Celtics like Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have, Billy?
Who has a better chance of making the playoffs, the Red Sox this season or the Bruins?
Red Sox. They're only two games out.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to make the playoffs in hockey, though. Yeah. But I think you might be right because the last two times the Bruins missed the playoffs, they missed it 2 years in a row before getting back. So it's sort of like they needed a little bit of a longer reset. But it shouldn't be a big ask to have them as one of the teams with the eight best record or the eight most points in the Eastern Conference. But I think it might be a year where they don't make it. And like the Sox are only two games out. If they play even slightly better baseball the second half of the season, not even by that much, just a little bit better, then yeah, I think it's close, but I think I'll take the Sox over
and
the Bruins.
Look, I get your point about the math. Like half the league now makes the postseason. Although, who knows what it's going to look like with an 84-game schedule, Keith. I mean,
that's going to throw everything off.
That's really
going
to throw...
More games against the rivals, though.
Going to throw a real wrench into everything.
More Bruins-Canadians with that 84-game season.
Is that good or bad for the Bruins? Does that make it a tougher schedule? I mean, I guess we'll never know.
It's year to year.
But the Red Sox are already halfway through the year. They're only two games out. So I'm not telling you the Red Sox make the playoffs. I also don't feel great about the Bruins making the playoffs. So to me...
You want with Sturm?
You're halfway there. You're only half out, even with Sturm.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what the Bruins are going to do in the draft tonight. Right. We don't know what the Bruins are going to do in free agency next week.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's a bad start. So I don't...
One way to go. That's up.
I don't know how the Bruins fully look. But I feel like with only two games out of the playoffs, I will bet on the Red Sox. So that is my
Do
answer.
The Bruins have more good, or no, great players than the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they have three.
They have, better.
They have a chance.
Great might be strong.
I don't know.
Yeah, Swayman,
yeah, but like, might not be great.
No, but the Red Sox don't have a Pasternak equivalent.
Right.
I think Bregman is kind
Bregman
of
might be a McAvoy.
McAvoy-ish, but Bregman's their best player. Well, is Crochet pasta?
Oh, maybe he is. Yes, maybe it's a wash. Maybe it's a wash. And then would you say...
And who's Swayman?
The Red Sox just have more bad players.
Yeah, they got a lot of those.
Marchand was Devers.
Bruins have a lot of bad players.
They
do. At least they did, though. By the end of last year,
yeah, they do.
Who on earth are these guys?
Yeah, they get some bad
players. At least that was the end of the year for them. It's really smack dab in a playoff push for the Red Sox.
They might be closer than I thought.
Yeah.
And then maybe say, well, the American League in baseball might be weaker than the Eastern Conference in the NHL.
True.
So maybe that gives the Sox... a slight better odds to make the playoffs.
So your answer?
Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Actually, Rinus Lorai was, what, the 922nd ranked player, whatever it was?
922 guys.
Yeah, he's like...
David Hamilton?
No. I was going to say he's like Roman Anthony. Maybe that's too high end of a cop. He's like Christian Campbell? Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Campbell.
Young, promising player.
Strikes out every time.
Yeah, maybe he's Christian Campbell. We both answer Red Sox there. What else, Billy?
Do you have any interest in the movie F1, which is in theaters now?
No, I kind of don't.
And I'm obviously the movie guy here, but I'm not interested in Formula One. Now, early reviews
of
it. Do you
have any friends who are like big into Formula One?
I have one buddy of mine that watches it because
he started the races.
Okay. He started watching it with like.
He started watching Drive to Survive?
No, maybe he did, but he watched it like it was on in the morning when his kid wanted to watch something. So like they started watching it together and now he's like, he kind of knows enough about it, but like he never was a fan of it. I've never watched it.
So I most people who start watching the actual races got into it through Drive to Survive.
Is that a Netflix show?
Yeah, and it follows around the drivers. It's similar to, and I forget the name of the golf and the tennis ones. They've had them before, quarterback.
Right.
You know, you're getting into like their lifestyle and really digging in on the
golf
personal lives.
Full swing or
something? Yeah, Full Swing sounds right. Yeah. And I forget what the tennis one was, but I watched the first season of both of those. I watched quarterback. I didn't watch the receiver one. It's similar to those style of shows. I don't know. The F1 bros, I have trouble like discussing it where they're watching the races and talk. I have buddies who watch it.
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
I have trouble getting into that. I'm sure the show's great. The actual race feels pretty boring and talking about
don't
it
you
is
have
definitely
to wake up before the sun comes
boring.
Up on the weekend
yeah,
to watch
it, comes,
it?
Yeah.
It's early. I think that's what it was. His kid was getting up early. They had to watch something. There's no sports on yet.
I do get it more than like NASCAR though, because you're like driving through a city. You're driving through like
Well, NASCAR,
Monte Carlo.
Once in a while, they'll do that.
Well, maybe
they set up that Vegas track.
But weren't they supposed to do it in the Seaport? They were supposed to do like an F1 race in the Seaport.
Oh, yeah,
that
you're
fell
right.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
So this movie is 2.5 hours long.
So I'm definitely
235. It is 84% critics right now, 97% early on the audience
score.
Oh,
wow.
It's Brad Pitt who makes more good movies than not.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it, but I have no real interest. But some are saying that, like, hey, it's Top Gun Maverick, but for cars. And I don't really like fast planes, really, and I like that movie.
So, maybe, it's more about the in-theater experience than just watching it.
Well,
yeah,
I think it's going to look and sound amazing.
Right. I don't really care about fast planes either, but Maverick is great.
Yeah.
So if it's cars.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go to the theater for it necessarily. Yeah, Brad Pitt. Man. I tell you, Brad Pitt.
Where was he on the top five?
Top
10? We did top 10.
Maybe eighth.
Okay, good.
He's in a ton of great films.
Yeah. Okay,
but yeah, so this one's lower on my list for like the summer movies, but by all accounts, it's really good.
So it's doing well. Okay, interesting. And eighth, by the way, sounds about right. Yeah. What's our last question here, Billy?
How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes?
Now, before you go, have you tried? Great answer.
I've never tried the speed competition with hot dogs. I've told you about my Major League Challenge.
Yes, I've been able to
eat 9 over the course of a baseball game.
Sick brag, bro.
With 9 16-ounce beers, but...
Like, can I do 5?
Sick brag, bro.
I think if you haven't eaten all day, like you're super hungry.
Is 5 high? Arcan's tried to do like 2 in a minute or 2 minutes, and he's
2
like,
in a minute?
Maybe 2 in 2 minutes? They did this on the... I'm surprised this was allowed at the last station. They did this on the air, and I think people like were almost choking. And so
they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And maybe they didn't like a break. Maybe it wasn't actually on the air.
Well, a break normally is whatever, like 4 or 5 minutes. You've seen me eat whole
Keith
subs.
Keith eats in a break. Yeah. That's true. Keith could easily eat that many.
But
Arcan's like, it's impossibly difficult because there's so much. The bun is
Well, you
really
gotta eat the bun. Yeah. I would think 4.
Okay, so four. So I said five. So now I'm a bit of a shine here.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, now that I actually do it. That's a shine move.
You guys ever tried it?
Never tried the 9-inning challenge.
What about the out as many as you can in 10 minutes?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I'm probably in the same boat. I'm probably around four or five of them.
I'm going to say like three or four maybe.
Can I dunk it in Kool-Aid or whatever?
I'm a marathon eater. So if you just kept putting hot dogs in front of me, I would keep eating them.
Okay,
like a dog.
That's your pace.
But if you're timing me, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, just coming down. So I think I could eat a lot of hot dogs. I'm with Billy on that. I think I could put away a lot of hot dogs.
No, but the speed part of it.
Yeah. The timing of it seems a little scary.
Because then I'm like putting mustard and ketchup on them. And so you got to get going here, bud. You can't, you know.
I have a process. I have a system. Okay, so what did we settle on? I think four.
I think I could, if they're right in front of me, they're four in there. I think I can do four in 10 minutes. I think the competition's 10 minutes.
I'm going to scale it back. Okay,
next year's combine?
What was it?
Next year's combine?
Great one. Yep. Don't tell the bosses.
Yeah, like
I think any eating challenges are very much frowned upon.
Well, we did the saltine challenge, and that was tough. Yeah. We did that.
I got one cracker.
That was super tough. I forgot we did that.
But that was.
How long do we have to eat that? Oh, no, it was just whoever ate it the fastest.
First.
Oh.
Man, and I thought I had it, too. I kind of let up at the finish line.
How many was it? Six?
It was six, yeah.
Six saltines?
Oh, I was going to say it was one. Was it six?
I think it was six saltines, and then whoever could whistle at the
end. Oh, yeah, without just, like, spraying, like, crackers everywhere?
Yeah. No, I think you were allowed to spray crackers wherever. I just think it needed to sound like a human whistle.
Right, you had to actually whistle. So it was six. Just the first to finish six.
Yeah. That was a good idea. Yeah. Good job by us. Yeah, so we have done an eating
challenge. According to the text line, it's harder to eat competitively when you're that hungry.
That sounds false. I've never tried, but that sounds... I mean, like in a competition, I guess that sounds false.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you...
Don't they have to do something like stretch the stomach before they even start?
Yeah, they eat like tons of lettuce, I think.
Right? Really? So there's got to be something in your stomach. I don't think you go in there like completely empty stomach.
Why? No, that's probably true.
You'll ralph it up? Why? What do you... You need like a coating? Why do you do that?
Hopefully, but I think it's stretching the stomach.
Yeah,
like
you need room for
all
lettuce?
Stuff.
Yeah. Stretches the stomach?
I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. I read that once.
Look, text line's been on fire. That might be the first text that's off. Somebody also, Twitch chat also said...
12 easy. Yeah, I saw that one too.
12 easy. You saw that?
12 easy? You should sign up for these competitions.
Can we?
Maybe we have a competitive eater in
summertime
the
summertime shine.
Yeah.
Twitch chat said 5. Give me the over on 12. You guys have no willpower.
Well, that
willpower.
I do have no willpower. That's true. But 12. That's a lot.
That's too much.
Ken's on the way back from the North Shore, I'd imagine. Can we do our own hot dog eating? I don't want to move in on.
I think we can.
The Nathan's hot dog eating contest and the greatest living American, in my estimation, the top five living American, well, all time American,
top five,
on your list.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut. But could we do like our own hot dog eating contest?
What about during the show?
We could.
How many can you pound in 4 hours?
Talk about hot dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you eat a pound of bacon?
I ate 5 pounds of bacon, I think.
At like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
When was this? This was with DA?
That was with DA years ago. I forget how many pounds of bacon it was, but I really felt the effects of that afterwards. I also ate...
Seven or eight. Good call.
When I was up in New Hampshire on the show I did with Mutt, I think I did 4 pounds of wings.
Nice.
But the problem was...
How many wings is that?
It's not a ton.
20? 30?
Well, yeah.
More than that? 50? How many wings
50.
Is that?
50? I think it might be 50 wings because it was probably like 4 dozen or so.
Nice.
And so it started because it was all, they had 4 different flavors that they were advertising. I'm like, I want one of each. And then he's like, you can't eat all of those. I'm like, yes, I can.
Hell yeah, I can.
But then it wasn't like, I had to also do the show. So it was like really kind of difficult to talk. And then I was like, then I got kind of full. And then I'm like, I still have like a whole plate
left. Did you say for the bacon, our good pal Jay Deere was also updating you with like how much?
Yes. How many calories?
How much damage you were doing to your overall health?
What you're doing? Oh yeah, I probably shaved 2-3 years off my life doing
get
that.
In your head.
Yeah, oh it does.
Yeah.
And I don't think the hot dogs are much better.
No, I was gonna say we were just choking down hot dogs during the show, but we were constantly getting updates of like our caloric intake.
Yeah, they
and
were
what that the sodium and what it's doing to our bodies. That
the
that
sodium.
Would get in your head.
I had enough sodium for about 6 months that day. I was like, you probably should cool it with the sodium.
Okay. Well, that's a Friday 4-pack for you here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to, beefs are just everywhere, Keith. Beefs galore, as it were. We have Bill Simmons versus Perk. We have Jordan versus Linda. We'll get you up to speed on both next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox top of the hour at high noon. Somehow they didn't even play yesterday. They did pick up a half game, but Devers homered and Kyle Harrison, the big return in the trade, got his brains beaten in Worcester, and somehow the trade looks even worse on days where the Red Sox don't even play. So we'll do that coming up. We got thoughts on the Celtics for you. Week in review at 12:45. But Keith, you famously hold a grudge. You have Keith's beef. We've teared those off before.
No doubt. Yep.
There's a couple of sports adjacent, as you put them, beefs going on right now. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Perkins Simmons?
Sure. Let's start with that because it is related to the NBA draft and sort of the draft coverage, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, how it was pretty terrible. I think pretty unanimously terrible. It was on two different channels owned by the same company, ABC and ESPN. I only watched it on ESPN, but that featured Perk, Jay Billis, Monica McNutt, and a few others.
It wasn't great.
It was really bad. Yeah. Like, honestly, it sucked. It was bad. And Bill Simmons was ripping it during one of his podcasts. I guess within there, too, Bill Simmons was making fun of one of Kendrick Perkins' takes about how good the Raptors might be next year.
Yeah, I heard this in real time. Perk was like, oh, they're a top six seed, no question, next year.
So I think Bill was like, in the NBA, it's crazy kind of thing. So then Perk did what anybody would do. Filmed himself sitting in his car responding to this and then posted it to the internet.
And it was quick and tidy, right? It wasn't rambling.
2.5 minutes of nonsense. We have that for you.
Okay.
So here's Kendrick Perkins in a beautiful suit and tie. He looks like $1,000,010, but he's sitting in his car. He's very upset, and he's really mad at Bill Simmons.
Okay.
Just leaving set, heading to this other event that I got to do.
Sick brag, bro.
Thinking about Bill Simmons. Cupcake gas.
Yeah, that's
cupcake gas.
That stings.
We should mix that in more.
Profanity. Yeah, would you put that? Should we tier insult radio friendly insults?
That's a great one.
Cupcake ass.
Yeah, put that a week from now, you cupcake ass.
We'll have to clear all of these ahead of time with Nick to make sure we can say all these. Because one sounds borderline.
Yeah, it's bad. It's borderline.
Always got my name in his mouth, but I'm gonna address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm gonna address you on my special edition. Me only, yours truly, Sunday on road tripping, okay?
What?
What's me only, what are you yours doing truly?
On Sunday
that,
now?
Is that the, does he have a podcast?
I get, well, right now he's talking. Just use your thing.
Me
you're
only
talking right
yours
now.
Yours truly. Well, he's plugging the podcast.
He's promoting a podcast. So obviously he's got a lot going on for this podcast if he's going to just tease the fact that he's going to talk about Bill Simmons in 3 days.
Now, should we be careful of this? Like, are we going to get. Are we going to get like?
Well, he's a one-time. He's
clapped back by Perk,
former friend of the show.
Yep,
Perk used to come on back in the day with us a decent amount, and then he got a little too big time.
I love Perk.
We haven't seen him since,
but you know that's
two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody. They give me my spot, and I'm gonna get on your ass like bag pockets.
Oh, that's just a good line.
Good one too.
That's just a good line, right
there. The wordsmith.
Perk is.
Yeah, he's a modern day Shakespeare.
Because I'm not tired of you. I don't know who anointed you, the preacher, king of the head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done? What have you done?
Gotcha there.
Wrote a book. He literally wrote the book of basketball.
Yeah, Celtic City.
He did write that.
I don't know if Perk was, maybe Perk steamed he wasn't invited to that.
He was in Celtic City.
Was he?
So Perk, hey, what have you done? I don't know. I produced the documentary about the Celtics
that you were in. He was in it. You're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Who are you? The guy that made the film.
He cut you a check.
Perk feels like he's the guy that, and if you didn't play the game, then you can't talk about the game.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like.
You know what?
Because if you just had a panel of guys that played the game, you'd be cooking.
Yeah, which...
Like a Kendrick Perkins, like when Magic Johnson was breaking down games, and Emmitt Smith, and Jerry Rice.
It does dis- I didn't think Perk was one of those, like...
I didn't think so either.
I thought Perk
I didn't
kinda,
get that sense.
Yeah, he allowed for all opinions.
I'm not going to be here.
Does he say that to Stephen A. Smith when he's on set with him?
Good point. They were on separate sets the other night.
They split him up for that.
Yeah.
What have you done, period, in the game of basketball?
Have you ever played?
Have you ever played? That's when you know the athlete that is in the media is scrambling.
Yeah.
When they have nothing else to say.
When Mac asked me that, I knew
play?
I had him.
Did you play? Mac Jones.
Yeah,
when Mac Jones, he was on his way out of town.
I had him.
Have you played?
The second he asked me if I played, I had him.
Mac actually did it kind of in a funny way.
No,
much more condescending.
Yes.
And I used...
Wait a minute. What? Now he's getting the horn honked out?
Who's that, Bill's dad?
Is he driving while he's making this video?
Dr. Bill Simmons?
That might be the other person.
I'm not sure. Have you, played football?
I'm not sure.
I had him.
You're trying to be nice about it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I did. Up until last year.
Have you ever played? And I usually don't even address people because I don't even be really caring about it, but it's kind of pissing me off because you feel like you're sitting on this throne. You got in your feelings.
So you haven't played, so you can't talk about it. And also, let me be clear, I don't normally say these kind of things.
Sit in my car and rant for 2 minutes.
I don't normally respond, here I am.
You got in your feelings because I said that I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to be a top 6 seed in the Eastern Conference this upcoming season. So that wasn't a crazy take or anything to that nature. It's a real thing, fool.
Fool's also good.
That's in the top
Fool's
five.
Fool's top
in the top.
Top. Easy. Top five, man.
Yeah.
Fool.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's more in Brad Pitt territory. Outside the top five.
Cupcake
top
ass.
Cupcake ass is in there.
Yeah.
With a bullet.
I like clown.
I like clown.
I like after
use,
the
I
guy on
fool
the,
enough.
The guy on the Zoom call, Stiff.
Stiff.
Stiff's good.
Good one.
That's a great
When you
one.
Look at the Eastern Conference, Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton, most likely going to be out for the entire season.
The injury
we know what
now.
Jason Tatum is going through with his Achilles as well.
Uh-huh.
Boston blowing the whole damn thing up. The only teams that I'm thinking about right now is the Cavs, right? The Orlando Magic, the Detroit Pistons going to be back, and the New York Knicks. That's four teams. And when you think about the most important position in the NBA, which is the perimeter,
so he does not have the Celtics. So basically, he thinks the Celtics are blowing it up, so the Raptors will be better than the Celtics, according to Perk.
When he's really talking up Orlando and Detroit, I feel like you're working against yourself, Perk.
A little bit.
By the way, the Raptors did fire their GM today.
They love the draft. Masai Ujiri, so much. They
got right out of the draft. It's not working out great for Perk on that front, I would say.
No.
But Ujiri is out as of this morning, yeah.
They have that. They have two all-star caliber players. Two, maybe three if you include R.J. Barrett.
I wouldn't.
I'm not getting R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
With Brandon Ingram and Scotty Barnes.
Well, we know
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
All right,
you got this.
You know what I mean? So why was that Perk, he said this, and I'm a man, shut up. You didn't think before you started drinking them Heinekens. And then you got your little peanut gallery up on the podcast who just agree, Bill, yeah, you're right. Stand up. Man, shut the hell up. The hell you done. But I'm going to get more on your ass come Sunday.
Oh, good.
Believe
nice.
That. I'm going to finish doing my research on you.
Dope.
Enough is enough. Like you some type of head honcho. You ain't no shot caller.
He's going to do some research, find out he's the guy that produced the documentary that he was in and wrote a full book about basketball.
He should probably move out from in front of the gate so that person can go home.
Seriously, you're blocking traffic, Perk.
Who's the peanut gallery? Is it like Klosterman and guys like that?
I don't know who he did this podcast with after. I don't think it was Russillo, but he had a couple NBA guys on to talk after the draft. So that's probably who he's referring to. But
all right, you think Bill and Pablo Torre got into it?
They did, but then Torre went on there.
Perk's gotten into it before with Scal.
I bet Perk's not allowed on his podcast.
Okay, but
don't they frown on the East
Fingers? Do you think Simmons says anything is my point, or has he already? Have I missed it?
He did, actually.
He answered to Perk?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He, so Perk just tweeted out that video, right? Sort of let that do the talking. So Bill Simmons responded on Twitter, "I'm honored that you sat in a car for 2+ minutes to scold me on your phone like this, even though we are a combined age of 92.
Nice.
If you actually think Toronto will be top 6 in the East in anything other than most fun place to visit, let's wager on it ASAP."
So balls in your court, Perk.
That's right, Perk.
And he's going to respond on Sunday, though.
Well, we're waiting for that.
He's doing research.
We got 2 days.
Couple
of days.
He's reading a Wikipedia page. That's what he's doing. He didn't want to hold up traffic anymore by reading
take
Bill's
you
wiki.
Way more than the weekend to read that book. I read the book. It's a long book.
I gave up. I was so excited. We talked about this before.
Sick brag.
I read that one.
I didn't finish it. I started it. I read it.
And then I got to the pyramid. I was so excited to actually get to the pyramid. I'm like, there's all this buildup to the pyramid. Let me get to, I can't wait to get to the pyramid. I started reading the pyramid. I'm like, I
hate bailed on the pyramid.
I bailed once I got all the way to the pyramid. The bottom of the pyramid? How many levels of that pyramid were there? Three?
Oh,
five?
At least. I mean, well, seven? It was a top 100 players, right?
Yep.
So then seven! He left some open for like younger guys. So I think he put like 96 in there. Okay. That's the whole thing. He, I think, talked later on about
it. I got to the bottom of the pyramid because he worked his way to the point at the top.
He later admitted it should have been two books. He said like the pyramid should have been it should have been like a separate book.
Oh, so the first book was one and then the pyramid was a separate.
Because it's a lot.
Because I would have taken. I might have just, if I started at the bottom of the pyramid, I might have tried to finish the book.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. So that's beef number one.
Yeah. What do you got? Beef number two.
Beef number two.
This one's
Jordan and Linda.
Oh, boy.
I had Jordan's back the last time she went toe-to-toe with Linda on Nantucket.
Oh, when she went to the party?
The Christmas stroll. Linda didn't let her in.
With the DJs, right? The DJ sisters?
With Linda's daughters.
Yeah, who are DJs.
DJing, yeah. So I had Jordan's back on this one. It's going to be hard to have her back on this upcoming story.
Yeah, this isn't as good.
Jordan Hudson. This is according to the Daily Mail. You love their work.
They do a lot of accurate and not so accurate things.
Jordan Hudson fired off some choice words meant for lover Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend. Linda Holiday. What a sentence. If I told you that sentence was going to be written in the Daily Mail 2 years ago, you'd be like, no chance.
Excuse me?
After discovering a deeply personal email sent to her beau during their 16-year romance, the Daily Mail can exclusively reveal Jordan, the former cheerleader and pageant queen, savagely mocked Linda, 62, as pathetic and delusional.
She is my muse, my flame.
After sending a photo of the printed letter via Instagram.
Yeah, what?
To a woman she believed was Holiday's close friend.
What a mess.
So she went through Bill's old emails.
Correct.
On Instagram, she printed out a letter and then sent it to somebody she thought was Linda's close friend that may or may not actually be her close friend.
So she obviously has a lot of trust in Bill. She's like, hey, your emails are your own privacy thing. Wrong. Let me read all your old emails. Let me find one from Linda and then take a screenshot of it.
Send it to somebody I think is your friend.
Who's not,
might
I guess.
Not be. Yeah. Screenshots of the nasty exchange obtained by the Daily Mail show Hudson launched the vicious attack after being branded a gold digger by an Instagram user. Replying with a blistering and sarcastic retort, she wrote, Hey, babes. Since you're tight with Miss Holiday, could you please ask her what she would like me to do with this letter I found from 2015?
Found it.
Yeah, I
didn't search it out.
I didn't take Bill. Bill wasn't taking an hour-long dump, and I went through his phone. Due to its pathetic and embarrassing content, I imagine she wants it back, she wrote, referring to the private email. Hudson said,
you don't like take back an email.
No.
Can I have my email back? It's in the email. Leave it alone. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Hudson said she found the letter in an old invoice file.
That's not finding a letter.
At Belichick's $2.2 million home in Hingham, 15 miles south of Boston. Written in November 2015, the email revealed raw emotions from Holiday.
Oh, boy.
Nice. 62, who accused Belichick of shutting her out of parts of his personal life and lavishing attention on his ex-wife, Debbie Clark.
What? Now she's getting brought back in.
She's jealous of Bill's ex-wife, Debbie Clark, and now Jordan's going through these emails.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.